Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the military, when they executed Pat Tillman, they felt patriotic. Oh, he's a dumb liberal. He doesn't see the bigger picture. Get rid of him. Clean it up after you do it. What you don't know is the very people that killed Pat Tillman work for the very individuals that are destroying our country right now. They're banning protests for 18 miles, 25 kilometers up in Canada. The U.S. military is going to be up there running things under NORTHCOM. It's all in the news. It is just absolutely incredible to see how far we've fallen, what this nation has turned into, what the North American Union is becoming, a total police state, and the general public still isn't even aware this is happening. Connie Fogel is the leader of the Canadian Action Party. Fire out your websites again and tell folks how they can support you and get involved in standing up against this ultimate tyranny August 20th and 21st up in Quebec, Canada, in Montebello.
Right. CanadianActionParty.ca. And they can phone me at 604-872-2128. They can phone me directly, 604-872-2128.
Give that number out slowly. Everybody get a pen and paper. If you're Canadians, call her, come to the event, support the organization, run as candidates, and don't say it's too hard, it's too big. This is how the journey of 1,000 miles starts. It's just like when you got to clean your garage out and you hadn't done it in 5 years and it's jam-packed full of baloney. As soon as you start in a few hours, you're done. It's just like doing a garden, plowing a field. It's just like an oil painting. It's just like making a film. It's just like, you know, when you're in college pursuing that woman, you look back 10 years later and you got children with her. Everything takes time. It takes initiating that first step. Engage the enemy. Connie, give them your number.
604-872-2128. That will get me directly. I think we may discover that people will have trouble getting across the border if it's known that they're gunning up to Montebello. Don't come in cars with more than four people in them. We've been told they're not going to allow any cars, vehicles that have five or more people in them.
Yeah, it's freedom. It's freedom. Look what our continent is turning into.
Ridiculous.
I mean, let's just say it's good to have a world government. Okay, a loving world government. It's not. It's founded to have tyranny. Do you understand that, liberals? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I want to remind the people of August 18th, March in Seattle, starting at 1 p.m. at the Seattle Center. It's logical. It'll be easier for people to get there. You won't have the stress and the difficulty of the border. But if you do come, if you're going to be in any kind of a protest mask, carry water with you. Carry vinegar with you, because if tear gas is used against you, you need to have a solution of water and vinegar.
It denatures.
Take a bandana and soak it in the vinegar and water to keep the tear gas against you. They will... Don't be mistaken. I think we can expect that the policing apparatus is going to look for any excuse possible to move against citizens that are just standing even and being still. So... I'm just saying, if you're going to be there and trying to get close to the perimeter, go with a little bit of protection for yourself and realize that there could be some risk because the authorities are already talking about the violence that there's going to be there.
But that's all the more reason, folks. This is your chance to literally be in the front lines, to join the rebellion against tyranny. I mean, you want to live it, folks. You want to really be part of history. Believe me, I wish wild horses are having to drag me away from this because of all the other things I'm doing here in the position I'm in. Connie Fogel, give your number out again for people.
The website is www.CanadianActionParty.ca. Telephone number 604-872-2128.
Okay, and I want to have my producer call you right now and get all your cell phone numbers and things, because, Connie, I do want to have you on that Monday reporting to us on what's happening there.
Okay.
Fantastic, because it's going to be Monday and Tuesday. I want you both days, different hours than Dr. Corsi. Just make sure we have that, because we want to give people live reports from there on the front lines against tyranny. Connie, we're praying for you. We salute you, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you for all the work you're doing. You're necessary.
Thank you. Well, we don't have a choice. They're coming down on us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we've got an officer here who is violating our rights and we need some assistance. We are at 68 Brevard Road, please.
Hold on for the police.
Hey, officer, we are getting help.
I'm working on that way.
That's fine. Leave my husband alone.
Department, what is your emergency?
Yes, we're at 68 Brevard Road and we've got an officer here that has broken into our home and is violating our rights.
Now, that is what happened 2 weeks ago when this individual, right out of the military, out of his jurisdiction. We looked up the law there in Asheville and there in the county, and there is an emergency and assistance is requested. This is the agreements they have everywhere. Then the sheriff's department can come in, or if they see a crime being committed. But instead, they're out of the jurisdiction. He's on a mission because his commander at the base sent him out there. He kicked in their door in front of witnesses, smashed it, cut himself, and then blamed it on them, and then choked her husband, who didn't resist wisely, or he'd probably be going under 6 feet under right now. They'd be planting daisies right on top of mound out there right now, and there'd be some guys giving high fives going, "Good job, rogue leader, just like you did in Iraq. Yeah, I took that traitor down, didn't I? Absolutely." We're going to be going to Deborah Kuhn here in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a couple sponsors. Number one, this broadcast is brought to you by my documentary films. And it literally is brought to you by them. That's what funds this, is how we do it. And Terror Storm hit stores nationwide earlier this week. The final edition, 17 minutes of added footage on 9/11 and 7/7. It is remastered, re-edited. The whole thing's been basically redone, but there's 17 totally new minutes in there, extremely powerful. And you need to get Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, at Barnes & Noble's, at Borders, at Virgin. There's a list of hundreds of stores at Infowars.com. Click on the banner, or you can get it at Amazon.com. At quite a discount. It's very important for you to buy these in stores, because then that makes them restock, and the general public who's never heard this stuff comes along and sees the inviting eye candy of the cover, and they get it, and then they fall down a rabbit hole, and then just maybe we save this country. A, we've massively discounted it down to like $11.68 on Amazon. I was able to price this, knowing when Amazon would discount it. I literally price it where I make almost nothing. I don't care. The goal is move more of it out there. I mean, literally. And call it bad business, call it whatever you want. I don't care. Just make sure the sacrifice isn't in vain. Get the DVDs from Amazon. Get them from stores. Or you can get them half price when you get American Freedom to Fascism or Loose Change. We got deals where you can also get them even cheaper, $9.95 at Infowars.com when you get it with another video. So, again, Infowars.com. Or in stores across the country to get the new Terror Storm, 888-253-3139 is the way to order as well. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day membership, and download them in super high quality and burn them to disk all day long. Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm First Edition, Second Edition, Martial Law, it's all available there in high quality. Burn them to disk. It is an armory of resistance, and as the darkness intensifies, the light only shines that much brighter. And we are no, make no mistake, we're fighting the black pits of hell, ladies and gentlemen. And all these weak minions of the enemy like to festoon themselves with skulls and trappings of death. That's because they've never actually been in the middle of it and seen death for what it is. And believe me, but the true architects of the New World Order, they dress in fancy $5,000 suits, and they bring death. But they look like angels, folks. They talk like angels. But they are devils, and you can be absolutely assured of that. We need to fight these murderers, these killers now, who bring the stench of death with them, the stench of the millions they've murdered. And we do this by exposing government-sponsored terror so they can't carry it out in the future. This is absolutely essential. Another great new sponsor we have is the Bed Fan. And it gets really hot here in Texas, folks. And then even in the winter, you turn the heat on, then it gets too hot in your bed, and you got to kick the covers off of you. This is one that, just go to their website and check it out. Very inexpensive, very well designed. The guys that sell this are the ones that created it and designed it. And it's just a little fan that hooks in to the side of your bed and then sends it under the sheets, and just an amazing system. Everybody I know that has it loves it. I've got one and haven't used it yet because I keep my bedroom crypt cold anyways to the torture of my wife. But believe me, the few times the air conditioner's broken, I've wanted something just like this. So get it. They're also sponsors of the show. 1-800-738-0477. 1-800-738-0477. Or Bedfan, BEDFAN.com, 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 or 1-800-738-0477. I'm not going to keep her long because her mother has got serious brain cancer and is having surgery. And they also took care of their father there in the house. Just middle class people under assault from a goon out of his jurisdiction, completely insane, thinking he's a patriot. That's the sick part. A lot of Nazis in Germany thought they were good. I mean, these guys thought they were good. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. He's an ignoramus, doesn't know an upside-down flag when your country is in crisis, and who could say it isn't? I mean, the country's ending right now. I mean, it's happening. The people he loves and who he thinks support this government and support this country, he thinks worshiping government is patriotic, not following the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and supporting the nation. You know, love your country, fear your government, hate your government. That's the founding fathers. But again, the FEMA teaches the police that they're evil and bad and that we have a new America. I mean, I have it on video. And you couldn't be attacking America at more of its heart, more viciously, more savagely, more hatefully than what you're doing right now. And so I'm going to shut up because I want to just get her on and then
let her continue with what she's doing. Flag charges dropped. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, Citizen Times. Deputy shouldn't have been at scene, says the sheriff. Now, let me say, this sheriff is to be commended. We gave his number out. You rarely see him do the right thing. Usually it's an ego deal. Usually the family would be SWAT teamed within hours of us complaining. They would a lot of times plant drugs on them, or somebody would just shoot, you know, her or Mr. Coon in the back of the head. By the way, I'm not joking. We've seen this before. But the right thing was done. Of course, there's witnesses that he kicked in the door and rampaged and lied and falsified the report on them. So that's why they're doing this. But the sheriff is doing the right thing. His goon shouldn't have been there. Needs to be removed right now. He's probably mentally ill. He needs to be under psychiatric evaluation. What about the First Amendment? Do you not understand, Scarborough? What is your major malfunction, you punk? You cancer virus to this country. You are not patriotic. You are a slug. You are an enemy of everything this country is. You have approached the jewel of liberty, and you are being resisted, slime bag. Now, if you apologize and repented, and you sent a letter to this lady, or you came up and apologized to her and said you were sorry, I would say, leave you alone. But you're not going to do that. I guarantee it. You're sitting around with your buddies talking trash all day, and I'm calling for you to be fired, slime bag. Okay? But they go on to admit that this is a very serious issue. Let's go back now to Deborah Coon. Deborah, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Sorry, speaking of fired, I just wanted to let you know that I immediately fired my lawyer after talking to you because he was trying to get us a plea bargain to get the charges dropped. So we fired him, and we got the charges dropped under no, you know, without any conditions attached.
And see, as soon as they knew that you were going to face them on the field, they backed down.
Yes.
It's that commitment, but you have the eye of the tiger, and it's literally spiritual. They sense that. It's like some guy can act tough when he's about to start a fight with you, but you can tell when the person really means it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look in their eye, and generally they're not shooting their mouth off. You can tell they want to tear somebody's head off. See, that's the difference. These guys want to bluster. They want to lead you into a pig pen where they can hang you up by your feet and slit your throat, and you didn't go along with it. So I commend you.
Yep. And, you know, we're really glad that, of course, the charges got dropped. We were not looking forward to going to jail, but
you still need to watch yourself. Watch yourself in the early morning hours.
Yes, yes. They're being very, very, very nice to us right now. And I said, I wonder how long this is going to last. And
there's cliques in here. There's going to be it's the lower-level people you got to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, while we're glad it happened, we're still not praising anyone for dropping these charges because it's a no-brainer. It was the right thing to do. I mean,
well, it's a rarity, but it's rare that you have courage.
Yeah.
See, the other guy this happened to, he was going to come on the air. His lawyer told him not to. He's not listening to me, and he may end up going down the river.
Yeah. And I have a bad feeling that they or someone got to our witness because he's kind of shying back. He hasn't, he hasn't wanted to talk to the Internal Affairs Department about the investigation, and I have a bad feeling they're putting pressure on him.
Yeah, he probably got a 3 a.m. call.
Yes, but he gave his testimony basically on live TV that night, okay? They had him on Channel 13, and he said what he saw. So as far as I'm concerned, you know,
and,
it's okay.
And what did he see? What did he
care.
See along with the other witnesses?
He saw, I'm hoping this gets up on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's up there yet, but Channel 13, WLOS.
Say what, send the hyperlink to Aaron with two A's. We'll get it up.
Okay. He basically said he saw us on the porch talking to the officer, and he saw us turn and go back into the house. No scuffle. Nothing happened on the porch. And he saw the officer kick the door and then take his hand and punch it down.
Well, just for everybody else, when a cop comes to your door, okay, and you haven't called them, it is best to talk to them, even if you have to go to Home Depot and put in a speakerphone, and that's only if they keep banging. Do not answer the door. You see a lady with a clipboard. You see cops. Folks, this country is not free like it used to be. Do not open the door to the KGB. Stay there. I want to talk to you one more segment and discuss you taking the proper course. And not taking the course of fear, that's why you prevailed. And also, I'm sure it's the thousands of phone calls. And that's what our listeners do. You're the best out there. I commend you for calling for these dear sweet people. And we are going to be putting a T-shirt out with an upside-down flag because of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Can you imagine McGarrett and Dano coming to somebody's house in a Y50, kicking in the door, choking people and taking them to jail for an upside-down flag? Look, Dano, they've got an upside-down flag. Duh, we don't know what that means. And Ron Paul signs, let's go beat them up. Yeah, that's what we do in the U.S. Going back to Deborah Kuhn. Deborah, of course, we forgot to mention the prayers, I'm sure, helped as well. I have faith in that. But just watch your six and need your neighbors to be watching you. But it sounds like this guy is going to get in trouble. Are you calling for his termination?
We have always asked the sheriff to do the right thing, meaning, you know, this man has no business being on the force. But I guess it boils down to, Alex, that if the people of this county, Buncombe County, and this country are okay with law enforcement using violent force over misdemeanors, then, you know, I guess this is all over. But I hope it's not over.
Well, here's the deal. He's been running these Iraqi checkpoints. He's come back home and thinks it's Iraq. He's going to keep doing this, and they're going to look in his file and say, okay, buddy, go wash cars for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to complain on these people, even if they don't get terminated, because they're going to rack up so many problems, and then they're going to get fired down the road.
And it's going to happen again and again and again, because now every good old boy out there with law enforcement is going to think he's got the green light to do this.
Well, I just hope they know their dollar's been devalued in their back pocket and their whole country's going down right now. But that's the sick thing, Deborah. They think they're patriotic. They don't know that they're anti-American.
Oh, yes. I agree. And it's really sad, the ignorance. That's why I've been saying, please, if you say you love your country, if you say you're offended by the flag, just give even 30 minutes of your time and look into what's going on.
Well, I guarantee you this guy isn't upset about the open borders. He's not upset about the fact that our currency's been devalued or that we're going into a North American Union. And he probably listens to Limbaugh, who says it doesn't exist. He feels like he's a conservative. He doesn't know what it means to be a conservative. He doesn't know his head from the hole. He probably thinks Ron Paul's bad.
Yes, I understand. And that Ron Paul sign is in my yard, too.
Yeah. No, I could see it in my mind's eye, yes.
Yes, it's there.
So I guess that upset him even more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I just hope that the people step forward on this, because it's really not over. And, you know, our part might be over in that our witness is scared. So I'm not sure what we can pursue there. But I do plan on
hey, your witness is on record, and you bring that into court, and you play that, and he's not going to impeach himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to commit perjury if he's got half a brain.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You've got your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
This has been dropped, which they usually don't like to do, because now they've got major liability. The sheriff's done the right thing. I would almost drop it in respect for the fact that the incredibly rare thing. I mean, this sheriff sounds like he's pretty good. I mean, usually these are pig-headed people, and they just do not care, and usually they try something. I mean, usually they throw the book at you stubbornly. This is so rare to see them do this that you might turn the other cheek. I'm not saying that's the right thing. I don't know. You know, that's up to you.
Well, like I said, I would really like to leave it up to the people of this county. I mean, he's their sheriff. This is their deputy, you know, walking the streets doing this. So if the people of this county don't mind, if they think it's okay, then so be it. You know, that's how the process works. But if they're a little bit uneasy with this guy knocking down your door over misdemeanors, then they need to speak up and ask.
No, listen, and I mean, let me be clear. He needs to go to prison. In a perfect world, he would be arrested, and he'd serve a couple years busting rocks. I mean, he came in your house.
Yes.
He assaulted you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, folks, when that happens in uniform, it's 10 times worse.
Yes.
Than, I mean, if some thug busted down your door and choked your husband, he'd spend 10 years in the pen.
Yes.
And he should. So the cop does it. Why isn't he going to go to jail? My only point is things are so evil right now that it is such a good sign. All I'm saying is this sheriff did the right thing. And he's going to get a lot of heat from his deputies who are in a gang-like mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, my husband thinks he should be put on public display and let everybody go by and spank him. So that's his solution to it. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, I've got to tell you, 300 years ago or 250 years ago, before this country even was founded, it was pretty much outlawed by the time, 230 years ago in this nation being founded and formed. But they would take judges and magistrates and constables that acted like this, and they'd stick them in the stocks for a week.
Yeah.
And I, you know, mm-hmm. and believe me, they would behave themselves after that. In fact, a lot of times it was uppity people. I mean, they respected public officials, servants, as long as they followed the letter of the law and were very respectful. I mean, in fact, I read a lot of history books and things, and I mean, cops 100 years ago would literally click their heels at citizens and take their hat off. And they were also respected, too. I mean, you act like a bunch of goons. You got to look at New York cops, man. They are literally like slime balls. Okay, well, Deborah, Godspeed, and we commend you for your work, and we'll be praying for you.
Same to you, Alex.
Thanks for taking the right course. Thanks for not listening to that lawyer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Don't wish many years from now that you would have done something, that you would have stood up, you would have spoken out against the NAU, the police state, the New World Order, the war, the currency devaluation, which Canadians have really noticed because they see the dollar plunging. For so many years, the dollar was worth a lot more than the Canadian maple leaf. Now it's way below it. There's incredible tyranny unfolds upon our society as all the blessings the United States enjoyed are now being ripped and stripped away from us, as our journey into serfdom and economic bondage intensifies. We're about to go to our guest. I interviewed him 2-3 years ago. Frank Albo is a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg and a specialist in ancient Near Eastern religions and Western esoteric traditions. That's why when he started looking at government buildings, he went, "My gosh, these are exact replicas of ancient temples." His groundbreaking discoveries of the Freemasonic symbolism in Manitoba Legislative Building have been featured in several national media, as well as recently published bestseller The Hermetic Code, which we're now offering at Infowars.com. And it's a big, glossy, full-color you know, one of these coffee table books. It's costing us like $25, folks. We're selling it for $35. And, I mean, it is, you know, one of these books that cost $20 to print, I'm told. You know, every page is, you know, glossy, creamy paper, full color, I mean, high res. And it's something to have on your coffee table to wake friends and family up. Frank is presently a Huggins Scholar in the Department of Hermetic Philosophy and Related Currents at the University of Amsterdam, and a doctoral candidate in the History of Architecture at the University of Cambridge, UK, The Hermetic Code, Unlocking One of Manitoba's Greatest Secrets. I interviewed him like 2-3 years ago. I forget. He can remind us. And I said, when this book comes out, I want you on. And boom, he called us. The book came out, and we are carrying it. And this is admitted. I mean, he went back to who founded it, the Masonic group that paid to have it put up. And they're very secretive about this. Now, you talk about not just what's in Manitoba. Then you go, this is more the ancient Babylonian / Egyptian Greek sun god 666 type stuff, which again predates Christianity, calculation for the sun, which I've studied. And it's, but then you go to Ottawa, and it's neo-Gothic black magic, baby, medieval devil power. I mean, it's just, you got the satanic monument, then you've got a Luciferian monument, two separate deals. The Luciferians are well above the satanic group. That's more of their, kind of like their brood of attack wolves they have in the pit below them. The Luciferians walk around in white robes, and they're all about the higher level, but death is needed, of course. Very wicked folks, very icy people. But they laugh at their little attack brood, the pentagram, Pib Danzig type crowd. But enough said. Frank Albo, your great work, as they say, I'm being sarcastic there, is now completed, and it is quite a book, and we are now carrying it at the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. And this certainly is a masterpiece that you've created. How long ago was that I interviewed you? Was it 2 or 3 years ago?
I think it was about 2 years ago, and I do want to send you a special tribute of acknowledgement for being the first person to break this very important story into the U.S. So, you know, hats off to you and your mission.
Well, I didn't know I was the first to break it here, but thank you for helping us break it here. Just go over your research, how you got into all this, and basically what these buildings symbolize and why this book is so important.
Well, you know, my research actually is stemmed on one building, and I know this sounds like almost ridiculous that I've spent the last 6 years studying one building, but this is a unique, extremely unique monument, perhaps in my opinion. I think it is bar none the most sophisticated and complex occult Masonic designed building in the world. There is, I've matched this up against other buildings with the purported Masonic influence and other things, and this is really a unique building, and it really happened to me by accident. I was driving by the building that most people in Manitoba see and just kind of give a token glance to, and out of the corner of my eye, I noticed it had these two giant Egyptian sphinxes that flank its front entrance, and I was very curious with this because as I was going through my graduate studies in the Near East, at the University of Toronto, sphinxes are an important temple, a piece of kind of temple monument. And so anyways, I journeyed through the building, and very slowly after, you know, a painstaking kind of efforts of research, found that the building is an entirely coded monument. There are bizarre astronomical alignments, strange numerological codes. You mentioned one of them, the 666. Which is in the Grand Staircase Hall. I'd like to get to that. Also, you know, those sphinxes in particular, they bear an inscription, Alex. This is totally spectacular because you cannot see this even from the ground. You actually have to go on the roof to find that they have an inscription in ancient hieroglyphs. And the inscription in hieroglyphs reads as an invocation to the sun god. This is not subject to debate or, you know, it's not like my interpretation. This is a bona fide Egyptian invocation to the sun god, and it basically acknowledges that the everlasting manifestation of the sun god Re, the good god who gives life, basically empower this building.
It's a giant sun temple.
And among other things, in my opinion, the building is a temple to two particular deities. One is the blazing image effigy on the dome, which is really Hermes. And if you know anything about occult history and lore, Hermes is the grand magus of all occult knowledge, stemming from alchemy to numerology in principal magic, and is, in Masonic history, seen as the first person that basically gave the secrets of the Masonic craft. In the earliest Masonic documents, Hermes is the person who basically passes on the torch of Masonic knowledge.
It is the Hermetic code. He is the George Washington of it all.
Oh, yeah. And this is kind of, you know, ubiquitous in the whole history of occult philosophy. Hermes is the kind of patron of all of this esoteric knowledge. And so he's
he really assigned numbers their numerological meaning.
Yes, among other things. Yeah, he's got a whole litany of responsibilities that basically deal in the, you know, divinization of the self. And there was a time in European history where the Hermetic writings paralleled the Bible. This is in the 15th and 16th century when the writings of the mysterious Hermes Trismegistus, who is the figure on the dome, this magus who comes to Earth and teaches us how we can be the spark of divinity that's inside of us. And for a time, his words were, as I mentioned, you know, equaled on par with Moses, and he was even seen as being earlier than Moses. He was the first magus.
Okay, now let's walk through this. Who built it from your research?
Sure.
Go through the different layouts. I mean, all the keys. Run through it.
Okay. It was finished in 1913. It started in 1913, finished in 1920. It's designed in a tripartite fashion, which is kind of a fancy academic term for temples being designed in terms of a portico, a room which wards off evil. And so when you enter into the legislative building, you find these two giant horned bulls, a menacing image of the goddess Medusa with her snake hairs. Like, it's right there. It's not like you walk into the building, you see it, and other ornaments.
And these are the guardians, and what we know about state capitals and federal capitals is they do clear them out occasionally and actually do rituals in them. But please continue. So it's guarded by these loving demons.
Yes. And then as you kind of carry on through the building, you enter into, and this is modeled on, basically, the earliest temples in the ancient Near East followed this program: ward off evil, altar room, and then ultimately the Holy of Holies. And in Solomon's temple, this is where the Ark of the Covenant rested. And so as you kind of journey through the building, which is meant as this kind of grand, you know, Masonic encyclopedia of world sacred architecture, you kind of symbolically, so to speak, get purified by these icons that ward off evil. You ascend up these three flights of 13 stairs. You enter into this altar room, and initially when I published my research and I mentioned to, you know, my faculty advisors that this was modeled on an altar, they didn't find it very surprising, because this was basically the principles of temple design. And in the first document ever printed, Interpretive Guide of the Building, you know, it reads about this one room which has a star in the center, that there should be an altar here. And, you know, and if you turn to page 24 of my book, you'll read this, you know, verbatim description from a government document, Alex, that talks about, you know, ritual sacrifice, a victim on this altar. I mean, it is uber pagan. And so anyways, as you kind of journey through this building, you kind of ultimately end up in the Holy of Holies. Now, this is a room that's strictly forbidden from the public. No one is allowed to go on it, even on like a government-sponsored tour.
Now, let's be clear. The citizens of Canada are not allowed to go into the Holy of Holies.
That's right.
At this capital.
That is right. And the Holy of Holies is the office, the reception suite of the lieutenant governor, who is the highest appointed person by the queen. And I know you're going to make a lot of sense out of this, but the lieutenant governor in kind of Canadian politics is the person who really enacts all legislative power. He is like the quote-unquote high priest of the ancient temple.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Texas. The governor really doesn't run anything. It's all the lieutenant governor.
Right. And so in the ancient world, the high priest was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies once a year, and this was a date, you know, in Jewish history called Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and there you have dialogue with God, who was basically in the ark. Now, in the legislative building in Manitoba, this is the one room totally forbidden from the public. You can't, you're not even allowed to step in, and they'll tell you it's because of the carpet. And inside...
Oh, yes, the carpet. Meanwhile, yeah. The cult members run everything. Yeah.
Well, anyways, when you I looked at this this one room expecting to find the ark, because it was built to the actual cubit dimensions of the Holy of Holies of Solomon's Temple. I know there's a lot of information here, and I'm sorry to kind of cram it in.
Well, talk about how you were able to get into there.
Well, I had a government-sponsored grant, which initially, based on my early research, that the building was modeled on a classical temple. And this was kind of a euphemism I used to basically gain access to the building. And then once I gained access, and access to the original drawings and the plans, I began to measure things, and then I basically published my work, which, of all places, now sits and rests in the Library of Canada until very recently the Free Press busted the kind of story open, and it's now kind of become a popular bestseller.
Well, I want to walk through it, and Aleister Crowley's in your book, and go through a lot of this in detail.
Yeah, right.
But before we do that, have you been contacted since the book came out in the last few months, or were you ever threatened? Or I really see across the board, they believe, a lot of them, that it is now time to admit what they're doing. So do they believe this is all just part of their New World Order now becoming more public and revealed?
Well, the champion of getting this book published has since been let go from the paper. And so that was, I found that very curious. About 2 weeks after maybe a month after the book came out, he was let go, and he was really somebody who was actually kind of nervous about publishing this research because he thought it would be immediately suppressed. And we were able to get it to print, and it's now kind of out and circulating. And that's why, you know, appearing on your show and getting this kind of out more, to make this more public, people kind of see the efforts of a single movement that started in Winnipeg. And just to kind of give some context to this, because I imagine some of your listeners are thinking, you know, what on earth is so important about Winnipeg, and why would they build this, you know, significant temple?
It's geographically on one of the ley lines, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, exactly. It is the geographical center of North America. And there was a time when this building was being built that, you know, Winnipeg was destined to be this great breadbasket of the world. They imagined that all trade and all tourism would generate out from the center, and there's even monuments in places as far away as New Orleans that read, "All roads lead to Winnipeg." And Winnipeg was kind of destined to be the central capital, and it has the most, you know, the largest and the most abundant grain anywhere in the world, and so they expected this to be this railway hub that was going to extend the kind of the fertility of the province everywhere across North America, and that actually didn't happen. But it's funny to notice that very recently that great vision is now starting to come to pass with things like the, I don't know if you're familiar with NAFCO.
Yes, I am.
Right, and so this North American Super Corridor Coalition and the Asia-Pacific Gateway Corridor Initiative...
We're saying this is a key point as well.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, basically the ports are getting flooded, coastal ports are getting flooded, and so there's this new kind of commerce of trade that's going to all centralize out of Manitoba and Winnipeg and go straight down, interestingly, one of the major corridors for this superhighway with mega trucks was going to move out of Winnipeg and straight down the I-35, which I believe there was a major accident on the yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, and so now we need toll roads to fix it. That's now their solution. Yes. So, again, you're on separately here. We were just talking about it earlier, by the way. All roads keep leading back to this main nexus point, no matter where you go, folks. North American Union, please continue. Let's go back to who funded this, how it got built, your research into that.
Oh, you mean who funded my research, or who funded the...
No, the building of the structure.
Oh, well, it was the early legislatures of Manitoba envisioned that this was going to be this grand metropolis, and so they spared no expense in getting, like, the world's most important designers, some of which that did the sculpture work also did the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and other significant monuments in the U.S., and they were hired to build this... this building in Winnipeg. However, there was a huge scandal that took place. And now the architect, I think his initial vision was, somewhat benevolent. I know this might sound strange, but I believe that he thought that this building, and he mentions this a number of times, would in the course of time, based on these kind of symbols and designs and iconography in the building, would lead to a kind of stage of enlightenment for the people that act as a
representative. Yeah, that's right. They believe that they're like Stonehenge, that these structures, these temples, are power residence amulets.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, why don't you that they're huge vortexes into another dimension. Why don't you explain that? I mean, this is what they believe.
Yeah, exactly. I quite frankly, I don't think it's working, but the idea is that, and this is very, very important in kind of Masonic terminology, is that buildings act as a conduit to move the soul. And there was something that was passed down from God to the first architect, Hiram Abiff, that allowed for buildings to kind of purify the soul and act as this kind of vehicle for transformation. And so this building, you've got to think of it as a kind of device, a very, very sophisticatedly designed, occult talisman, a kind of 3D talisman that as you walk through it and you
journey
through
there.
It.
Yeah, it's a vortex. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Mighty film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Code. We've got it right here in the U.S. on the deal with the Canadian customs people. Winnipeg Free Press, head of the paper and publishing organization, got fired within a month of this coming out. Not surprising.
Their lordships are very angry right now. And you can see the all-seeing eye right when you walk into the building. I mean, there's so much to this building. I mean, as you say, different areas are to different gods. It's kind of like a pantheon temple to all the gods, but as you said, mainly centered around the sun god, and then, of course, the Hermetic Code itself, and kind of the Moses or the light bearer of all this stuff. But as you said, there's a human sacrifice facility right when you come in. The blueprints, the plans, call for the human sacrifice facility. And I always love how the pagans and the druids, or the Wiccans, as they like to call themselves, will email me and say, we're not into human sacrifice. That's a Christian lie. Folks, it's a National Geographic. They pull people out of the bogs all the time in Scotland and Ireland and England and Wales. I mean, a lot of times it's the chief. If stuff got bad, he would give himself up and they'd bash his brains out, slit his throat, throw him into the peat bog, wearing all his regalia to the peat bog entities that they believed. And they'd burn in their best warrior during bad harvest, you know, in a wicker man. I mean, that stuff all comes from real events. The Germanic groups did it. The Indians did it. And I'm talking about India itself, not Native Americans. They did some human sacrifice, too. People aren't supposed to talk about that, but that went on. I mean, why do they get so mad, Frank Albo, if we talk about the human sacrifice? Are we just not supposed to talk about that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of... This is a difficult subject because the idea of human sacrifice in the and Masonic tradition stems around this architect who's then kind of killed and then raised from the dead. And just kind of as point of clarification, you did mention that the building is a kind of pantheon of gods, and that is very true. And there is even extremely hidden, I mean, this is all hidden in plain view, except when you see it, you could see it so plainly there. There is even in this altar room that I'm talking about, which is in the center of the temple, there is this wonderful illustration of the Passion of Christ right there. It's this massive mural that hangs above the altar that is called, you know, a war mural, and it's just a scene of all these war soldiers. But if you look at it closely, and I have illustrations of this in the book, it just comes, like, clean out at you that it is really a portrayal of the Passion of Christ. There is this figure in the center who is bearing a cross, and above him there is an altar with the Madonna and Child.
And the occult is taking that, saying, see, this is another, you know, an example of the Grand Architect being killed and then raised again.
Right.
And it gets into Hiram-Abiff, Tubal-Cain, Jabulon, all of it. But expanding on the... Well, go ahead.
Yeah, and in terms of the kind of two resident deities of the building, this comes down to, and kind of as by way of context, you've got to understand that in sacred architecture, the idea was that you dedicated your gods to deities that were seen to naturally reside in your area. So Athens is named Athens after the Greek goddess Athena, who is seen as the patron of the olives, which Athenians loved, and so they dedicated the Parthenon to Athena. And so this is where it gets their name. And kind of following this tradition, here in Winnipeg, this building is dedicated to two gods. One is Hermes, who is the swift messenger god. You see him as the STD florist guy, you know, the messenger of the god, the father of occult philosophy, whatever, who is the image on the dome. And then directly beneath him is this eight-pointed star, which in kind of religious history, the first eight-pointed star was the sign of this deity named Inanna. She was a fertility goddess, and she changed her name to a whole host of things, Aphrodite. And
yeah, it's a goddess. Stay there. They always have the male and the female. Stay there. We'll be right back on the other side with our guest, who is a scholar and an expert on the occult, and we're talking about this temple.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.